A deer that runs loose inside the courthouse might cause a scene. Now imagine enraged residents chaining themselves to trees on the front lawn. It's all happened here, and it's just part of the intriguing and down-home atmosphere in this beautiful spot in Kansas's Flint Hills. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The Chase County Courthouse in Cottonwood Falls, Kansas is a true architectural gem. Its French Renaissance style, limestone facing, and walnut staircases are an attraction. But as Chris Larkin shares, one other item in the building is also intriguing. It all began with the sheriff and his family, who once lived in the back of the courthouse next to the county prison.
One night he was out on a call. Somebody had hit a deer, and it happened to be a doe with twin fawns. Of course, the doe and one of the fawns died. He took the other one up and stuck it in his jacket and brought it home and told his two kids, he said, look, we'll just get it well enough and a little bit older, and we're going to have to let it go.
You can tell where this story is headed.
Well, no. Bambi lived there his whole life in the courthouse. It's a well-known fact. And then they built a pen on the back area, back behind the courthouse. He lived there. In fact, his head is stuffed and is in the museum, the Roniger Museum, right behind the courthouse.
When the courthouse was built in the early 1870s, city planners wanted the place to have a beautiful tree-lined setting.
They planted a lot of cedar trees, and they were gorgeous. They were all in the front. Well, I guess evidently in the 1980s, there was quite a problem with some of the cedar trees, so they had to cut them down.
Those cedars had dotted the lawn for over a century, and some people did not want to see them go.
That caused a big scene. People chained themselves to the trees so they wouldn't be cut down. They did finally get them cut down, but to appease some of these people that were so upset, they did build a beautiful clock made out of the cedar, and it's there in the courthouse for people to see.
The Chase County Courthouse is one of Kansas's architectural wonders, a beautiful place with some very interesting history. Traveling the countryside in Cottonwood Falls, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.